Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Pedro Fernandez.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Man, how do you mix Nick Charles, the great Nick Charles, the boxing announcer, Showtime, CNN guy, the talking head, the original talking sports head on CNN, and then Michael Jackson, all in the same boat? What do you do on Ring Talk Live Worldwide? This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. But you know this, 28 plus years now, open phone lines live coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You want to give us a call? You can. Won't cost you a dime. Like I said, toll free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Lots of things to talk about this morning. Of course, we're talking about Tim Bradley. Who's he? He's the guy that beat Manny Pacquiao. Remember him? Yeah, nobody really remembers that. And nobody really cares because the fight was sort of shaky. But the bottom line is Tim Bradley fought this past weekend. And the UFC 158 went down in Calgary. Of course, George St. Pierre and Nick Diaz hooking it up in the main event. We'll talk about that in detail. And of course, the UFC going to Sweden. Show's already sold out. Alex Gustafsson, that once beaten Swede, the guy's like 6'4". 205 pounds. He's a monster, equally the size of the champion, John Jones, 6'4", 205 pounds. These guys have got the reach. This will be a hell of a fight if it takes place. Of course, Alex headlining that card on Fuel TV, April the 6th, live from Stockholm, Sweden. The arena sold out, 2.5 million people. What can I say? The UFC taking their act on the road and making it big. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, this is Akos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends it go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Never fight over anything that you can eat, make love to, or put in your pocket.
My producer is giving me that glare through the window, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We take on the world of MMA first, of course, UFC 158. Live from Montreal, Canada this past weekend, and man, what a show it was. Georges St-Pierre, the man considered the best MMA fighter in the world, pound for pound. I mean, the guy hasn't been beaten in a long time. He's avenged his losses. I mean, he's the undisputed world welterweight champion. Not Bellator, not Evicta, not any of the other so-called brands in the MMA world. I'm talking about professional fighting brands. None of them boast a champion that can match Georges St-Pierre. It just can't be done. And, you know, like Uriah Faber said a couple of weeks ago on the show, he said, you know, I can't believe how good Georges St-Pierre is. I mean, he gets better all the time. But he predicted that Georges St-Pierre and Nick Diaz would have a very, very competitive fight. Well, guess what? It wasn't all that competitive. I mean, the scorecards across the board, 50-45, that's indicative of a shutout, okay? But, you know, Nick Diaz did have a couple of moments, okay? Just not that many. And at the end of the day, it was the ability to take Nick Diaz down. I'm talking about by Georges St-Pierre that won him the fight, the takedowns. That was what it was all about, being able to outmaneuver Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz, a very, very tough guy. Much like, I guess I would describe Nick Diaz like Benson Henderson, the UFC lightweight champion, described Gilbert Melendez, who will be fighting on April the 20th. Of course, that is Fox TV, UFC on Fox TV 7, I believe, from San Jose, California. He said Gilbert's tough. He's just plain tough. And that's what Nick Diaz is, just plain tough. And had he not been tough, he would have not lasted the route last night. I'm telling you, Nick Diaz, a solid challenger. But is he the so-called challenger, per se? Will he ever be able to win a title? I mean, he won the Strikeforce Championship and held a couple other little minor titles along the way, but can he ever be UFC champion? Not as long as Georges St-Pierre is reigning at 170 pounds. Now, the future for GSP, will he be taking on Anderson Silva? Silva says he could possibly come down to 180 pounds. I guess that's a negotiating ploy. Bottom line is, if Georges St-Pierre fought Anderson Silva, probably at anything less than 175 pounds, he would be at a severe disadvantage. I mean, I think you've got to make Anderson weight drain and get him down and get him weak to have any chance to beat him, because physically, you're outmanned size-wise. And when it comes to the ground, man, Anderson Silva, you know, he can toy with you on the ground. He can just toy with you, just play with you. Now, I'm not saying he'll play with Georges St-Pierre, but with the size factor involved and the fact that Anderson Silva, the 185-pound UFC middleweight champion, is such a big, long, he used to box, you know, he got knocked out as a pro boxer. It's something like 3-1 as a pro boxer, something like that. But, you know, he's long, lanky, and he's got the reach and the size, and he's got the body mass advantage over GSP. That's why I don't think GSP wants this fight. I think it's a mistake. Yes, Silva will even come to Montreal or Calgary or anybody or anywhere north of the border, okay, and fight him there for the big money. He'll do it. Silva says he'll do it. But he's got to do it at 180 pounds. Now, if they fight at 180, advantage Silva. If they can get him down to 175 or less, it maybe GSP has a chance. What I'm trying to say is GSP, that long run of unbeaten, of being unbeaten, it's going to come to an end if you fight Anderson Silva. I just think so. Speaking of Anderson Silva, no word on whether he's going to move up to 205 pounds or possibly drop down. I mean, he's talking about the drop, and then he's talking about maybe eyeing John Jones. So he's trying to leave all these options on the table. Is the spider, that's what they call him, the spider, Anderson Silva. That is 185 pounds. 170 pounds, nobody at 170 can take on GSP right now and be a threat, I don't think. I know anybody can win an MMA fight, and you can win it in the blink of an eye by a guy making a mistake or a girl making a mistake. But the bottom line is GSP doesn't make many mistakes. And since he's in charge, and that's what sort of reminds me of a boxer, per se, that's in control of the fight. He's got the ring generalship going. He has the generalship of the octagon going. He knows what he's doing in there. He's controlling the action 99% of the time that he's in there. He's making his guy do what he wants to do. That's what I call octagon generalship or ring generalship. Some people say, what is that? Because, you know, when you break down a boxing match, it's broken down to effective punching, effective aggressiveness, defense, and ring generalship. They do the same thing with MMA, effective striking, effective aggressiveness, and of course that last one, octagon generalship. Well, that's what I'm talking about, octagon generalship. Right now, he is the king at 170 pounds and the king of the octagon for a long time to come. I'm talking about, my man, George St. Pierre. Now, Johnny Hendricks, big puncher, a lot of first-round knockouts. He's a 170-pound threat. Got to go the route last night. And I think this was good for him. And the reason why I say it was good for him is that he was knocking everybody dead. He was knocking good guys dead. And when you knock good guys dead, I knocked a couple of good guys dead in my time. And when you do this, all of a sudden you think, hey, guess what? I'm a one-punch fighter. I can just go out there and knock guys out with one punch. So you're looking for the one punch all the time. In the meantime, you're getting beaten to the punch or you're getting taken out of your fight game. Okay, so Hendricks went three rounds last night, won across the board, 29-28. I got to give him props. I think he is a 170-pounder to deal with. And you got to give it up. Carlos Condit, he's always there. He's in good shape all the time. He comes to fight. But guess what? He's a little bit, probably about a number six or seven, if you want to talk about rating guys at 170 pounds, maybe even a little less than that. Some of the big fights that are coming up in the world of MMA are taking place on the Bellator channel. And when I say the Bellator channel, I mean Spike TV. That was formerly the UFC channel. Of course, that was how the UFC sprung to significance. That's how they became a billion-dollar entity, was the Spike TV, the introduction of The Ultimate Fighter. I think the first series, I think Uriah Faber hit it on the button when he said this. But I think the first series was what sort of made it. It was sort of like made the UFC a big star, sort of, people couldn't get enough. I mean, because this show was, you know, they taped it. They did the same thing as the boxing folks did with The Contender and Sylvester Stallone, except Sylvester Stallone and those guys couldn't make it. I mean, they lasted on NBC for 1 year, then they went to ESPN for another year, and then it was gone. And having worked with Stallone for that first year of The Contender series, I can tell you he is the jerk that everybody says he is. But back to the world of MMA. We're talking UFC, of course, the heavyweight champion. He's going to do his thing in May. He's going to take on the giant Silva, Cain Velasquez. Of course, he just slaughtered the giant Silva a year ago. So why fight him again? Well, the giant Silva beat Alistair Overeem. Of course, he thumped Overeem. He was getting beat up, and then he just came back. Giant Silva, who looks a lot like King Kong. No cap on King Kong there, but looks a lot like King Kong. He is the next man in line to fight the UFC heavyweight champion. And the beating in which he took against Cain Velasquez was one of the grossest, most goriest fights I've ever seen in the history of MMA. I mean, it made those professional wrestling blade jobs of Ric Flair and people like that, Abdullah the Butcher, made those things look like tame. I mean, he was bleeding like, I'm talking about Giant Silva. Giant Silva was bleeding so bad he had arteries broken. It was a mess. But he's going to go back. He believes in himself. I don't know if I do. Of course, John Jones and Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen on the show last week, the former middleweight contender, the man that challenged Anderson Silva twice for the title, had him within a couple of minutes of winning the championship in Oakland, California, came back in a rematch and got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. That was at 185 pounds. Now Chael is the heir apparent as far as getting the title shots are concerned at 205 pounds, all because he said yes. Last year, when Dan Henderson fell out of that fight with John Jones, I think about a week before the fight, they went around and asked people like Lyoto Machida and a whole bunch of guys. No, they didn't want to take it. Couldn't take it. Mauricio Shogun Rua, couldn't take it. Okay, they went to Chael Sonnen. Chael said, yes. That sort of put him in good with Dana White. So that's why he's getting the title shot. That's probably why. That and the fact that he is probably one of the most, he's the best talker in the UFC, or one of the best talkers in the UFC, much like Ric Flair in wrestling or Muhammad Ali in boxing. I mean, Chael's got it going down. You hear his raps. I mean, when he does these things with me on the phone as far as interviews are concerned, he's got that Chael Sonnen heel attitude, his hat on. That's what he does. That's his image. That's what he wants to portray. That's how he's getting over. More power to him. You know, let's see what happens when he takes on John Jones for the light heavyweight championship of the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll take up boxing in about 15 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. At that time, we'll bring in one of the Mayweathers. That's right, Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, exclusively on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If he tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Coming back with the sounds of the Mod Squad, folks, Ronda Rousey. What she has done for the world with MMA is, it just can't, you can't put it into words, figures, values, anything like that. Whatever Dana White is paying her, it's not enough. Let me tell you why. There is a boxing historian, a guy that said he would never, ever watch MMA. I'm talking about Ronald Marshall. He runs Pugil Libre. It's the world's, he is the world's largest purveyor of autographed boxing books. And he's over in the East Bay, Alameda, California. And he told me he would never, ever watch MMA. So he saw a couple of teases of Ronda Rousey. He saw her on YouTube or something like that. Just a real quick clip. And he said, he got a little interested. So he followed the Ronda Rousey, Liz Carmucci fight from the beginning on that, you know, little series they had. He was catching it on the web and things like that. He was enjoying it, and he got into it that way. So she lured him, this guy that said he would never, ever, 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 ever watch an MMA fight. I mean, I used to offer him dinner, drinks, whatever he wants. Let's go see the UFC at Ricky's Sports Bar over in San Leandro, California. No, no, no. Let's go see the MMA. No, no, no. He just wouldn't do it. Now, he's telling me about MMA. He's telling me the upcoming fights. He's telling me how the fights went down last night. Of course, UFC 158 going down this past weekend on pay-per-view. Actually, it started off on Facebook. So if you're not a UFC follower, look at it this way. You get a UFC show. Even if you don't buy the pay-per-view, this is what you're getting. You get the Facebook card that's like from 3:30 to 5 o'clock Pacific time. And then at 5 o'clock, they go to FX Cable. So you get 2 hours of fights on FX Cable. Then they go to the pay-per-view end of it. So, you know, I mean, if you can't afford the pay-per-view, guess what? You've seen enough MMA and UFC to get off on. I think that's pretty good. So right there, that sort of satisfies the fix. And then you can watch the results on YouTube or on the UFC website or something like that, in some news service, something like that. But, you know, you can get away with that. You can. There's enough UFC out there. And, of course, we've got the Bellator. Excuse me, the Bellator Championships. Of course, that's the Thursday night series. This is a series I'm all pumped up about. I mean, really pumped up. March 21st, that's a Thursday night. We're talking 10 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Pacific time. The lightweight tournament finals. This is 155 pounds. The winner will fight for the lightweight championship of the Bellator fighting championships. It's 155 pounds. You've got Marcin Held, 15-2, taking on David Jansen, 18-2. A heavyweight feature fight. Guys with a lot of ink, man. They should call the Battle of the Ink Boys. Travis Wolff, W-L-U-F-F, and Ryan Martinez. Man, Ruff's been around. 68-15. Ryan Martinez, 8-2. There's a welterweight fight on the card. Marcus Davis taking on Joachim Spearwolf. That's pretty good. That'd be a pretty good fight there. And, of course, another heavyweight feature fight. Brett Rogers. Wasn't he with the UFC for a long time? And he's taking on Eric Prindle, and those guys will romp at heavyweight. Those are the four fights scheduled for television on the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, they air on Spike TV right after TNA Wrestling, and that's on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time and 10 p.m. Eastern time. Now we move to the world of boxing, folks. We switch gears from the world of MMA to the world of boxing. I'm talking about the WBO welterweight title last night, the title once held by Manny Pacquiao until last June, when Tim Bradley came up with a split decision that was a stunner in the minds of many. Not if you turn down the volume and watch the fight. I'm telling you, if you watch the fight with no sound on, You don't have Manny Pacquiao running away in that fight. Anyway, last night, he fought a guy whose name just gives me headaches. Tim Bradley fought Tim Provodnikov. Okay, and he won a unanimous nod across the board, but it was close. 114-113, that's Jerry Cantu. Raul Calle Sr., 115-112, big banker down there in Southern California. And Marty Dankin had a 114-113. All three scores are, you know, within a couple of rounds. And when you think about this, nobody really cares. The HBO ratings last night outside of Russia, where Ruslan is probably from, where he's from, were probably terrible. The HBO ratings last night, who cares? Nobody wants to see Tim Bradley. I mean, when you're the guy that beats the guy, the man that beats the man, you're the man. Not in Tim Bradley's case. It was too controversial, okay? And instead of rematching Tim Bradley, Manny Pacquiao said, you know, I might not be able to beat him the second time. So they went and fought Juan Manuel Marquez, and they got knocked in the dirt. Boom, out cold. You saw him get dropped about the fourth round, and I think was finished in the sixth. Good God. I mean, Manny was snoring. I mean, snoring. And all Jeff Mayweather will say, he'll be our guest in just a few minutes talking boxing here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, but he will say that his brother Roger was one of those guys who was able to come back from being knocked out and to greatness and win titles and things like that. He may be the exception to the rule, but I just don't remember Roger snoring with his eyes closed like Manny Pacquiao was. I just don't remember that. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, they're talking about September for a return fight. There's been fights mentioned for Manila and, you know, listen, Manny Pacquiao can fight in his native homeland if he wants, but he isn't going to get any money to do so. There's no money over there. You're not going to get it. There's no pay-per-view. I mean, they could pay-per-view it back here in the States, but they probably would have to show the fight at some incredible hour over there, like they did Ali Frazier 3. I think that was like in the morning. Or I know Ali Foreman was in the morning. It's just crazy. When they go over across all these time zones, the international time zones, things change. And the world of pay-per-view is dictated by the American fan base, of course, which is basically the Mexican fan base, the Mexican-American fan base. Of course, they account for most of the pay-per-view buys in the world of entertainment and sports, the Mexican fans. So last night, Tim Bradley's the winner. Where does Tim Bradley go from here? Did you hear that silence? There's nowhere to go. If he can't get a rematch with Manny Pacquiao, he's done. I mean, he may be one of those guys that his promoter, Bob Arum, will find some guy that'll go over like to England or Turkey or Russia or somewhere of Japan and sacrifice his belt over there, because nobody's going to pay to see Tim Bradley here. It's just not going to happen. Tim, you're the most boring, if you look at that one, I think there was a shot of him on the internet, the most widely used photo on the internet. I saw it at fightnews.com and a couple other websites as well, but he's got both hands together, you know, as he's throwing punches. And this is why he butts people, is that he has both hands out in front of him. Both hands. It's like he throwing. I'm serious. Both hands. Both of them. If you look at those clips, that's why he's so unorthodox. That's why he butts guys so much. That's why he's so unentertaining. Sorry, Tim. You just don't make it. Speaking of welterweight, hey, we're talking about the big fight, man. That's right. It's going down June the 4th. May the 4th. Robert Guerrero, the once beaten ghost. Gilroy, California. A world champion at 126, 130, 135 pounds. Current holder of the WBC 147-pound interim, that's welterweight title. He'll be taking on the unbeaten one, the God of Boxing, or so he calls himself. I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather, pretty boy Floyd Mayweather. Not all that pretty anymore. I mean, saying some nasty things this week about Andre Ward. You know, Andre has embraced Christianity and religion and all that kind of good stuff. And more power to him, whether I agree with it or not, more power to him. But, you know, Mayweather came out this week and said, you know, who is he to say he's the son of God, things like that. So there was a contest back and forth. You know, James Prince was erring on the side of Andre Ward because James Prince was one time Floyd Mayweather's manager, his advisor. So he knew what Mayweather was all about. I mean, Floyd, you don't remember this. You had Manny Pacquiao on your undercard. You came here in 2001 to San Francisco, and you couldn't sell 6,000 seats. Okay? So it's going to be interesting to see what Floyd Mayweather does with the pay-per-view numbers without Saul Alvarez on the undercard. Of course, Alvarez going April the 20th with Austin Trout. unification match, 154 pounds. Of course, Austin Trout, 26-0, 14 whacks. What's the guy from Mexico? 41-0 with one draw and I think in 30 KO. So he's well-established, but he's established himself against guys who are smaller, lesser guys, guys that really couldn't crack, guys who are one-dimensional, okay? I think Austin Trout's got a lot more to him than people think. I think he can box. I think with that body shot, he's left-handed. And when he places his punches well, and he does, when he places his punches well, especially the left hand underneath the body like he almost stopped Cotto with, if he can get over with that early on against Canelo Alvarez, I think he's got a real good shot. He's got to set the pace. He's got to make Alvarez pay for running in because Alvarez is going to be coming. He's going to be coming forward. He's not going to be out there like Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali. He's going to be going for blood, and Austin Trout's got to be there and ready to meet it head on. Win the early rounds. You don't win the early rounds, it don't look good for Austin Trout. Speaking of Austin Trout, he will be on Ring Talk next week, next Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, as will the aforementioned Robert the Ghost Guerrero. The Boxing Hour, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Saturdays and Sunday mornings. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk. and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
The Funky Horns of the Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. The Brink. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We're talking boxing in this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're going to bring in Jeff Mayweather. You just heard his nephew, Floyd Mayweather, doing this thing here. He can sing, he can dance. Is Floyd going to get a top coat and a, you know, one of them straw hats and a cane and do the old Sugar Ray Robinson dance routine or what?
I don't know.
Okay. Jeff, how are you, man? Life treating you okay?
Yeah, well, all right.
All right. Adrian Broner is going to fight Paul Malignaggi, an undefeated lad. Of course, he's fighting at 135 pounds as Broner, a big guy at 135. Paulie's not much of a puncher at 147, and he started off at 135. Isn't this sort of like a fight that Paulie can't win?
Well, I mean, it's one of those fights where, you know, basically, Malignaggi, unfortunately, because he can't punch, he's one of those guys that everybody want a piece of. Because everybody feels they got a chance of beating him because they know they can't hurt him. So, you know, it's one of those situations where he's a marked man. He's on everybody's radar.
Good point, you know? Good point. Jeff Mayweather talking about Adrian Broner, of course, and Paul Malignaggi. Everybody wants a piece of Paulie because Paulie can't crack. But they're going to do this fight, him and Broner, and I just, there's no way I can look at it and see him winning. I just can't. What did you think of Tim Bradley last night? Were you impressed or under-impressed or what? What's the story?
I mean, it was kind of like impressed, but at the end of the day, I don't know if he really should have got the decision because I thought the guy won enough rounds and with the knockdown that they didn't give him. You know, would have actually, even on the judges' scorecard, would have gave it, you know, fight the other way. You know, so it was one of those situations. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, in a sense, this was one of Tim Bradley's best performances, even though at the end of the day, I didn't really think that he should have got the decision. But still, it was one of his best performances, and I think that this will be the fight that if Tim Bradley ever is going to have any fans, he will have fans because of this fight. Because I mean, he fought with his heart. He showed that he was in tremendous, tremendous shape. I mean, because he was taking a brutal punishment, you know, from this guy. And I mean, he was able to sustain it and still fight back.
Okay, so
I was impressed.
So, you're impressed now. Two fights in a row. The controversial decisions. Two fights in a row. Does Bradley have naked pictures of the governor or something or what?
You
know,
yeah, Bob Arum.
Bob Arum, the Massa Bob. I mean, everywhere he goes, he seems to be getting a pass, California, Nevada, I don't know. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's the man that beat the man, allegedly, but he's really not because he's not in demand.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, I don't think Bradley's really going to ever be in demand. I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, because you don't become an attraction, you know, after 30 fights in your career. Either you're going to be an attraction, you know, early on, you know, you got to make some noise. You got to do something. You got to sell yourself some kind of way. And, I mean, Bradley's just a 9-to-5 fighter. He's a guy that actually, he's a guy that people probably love to see. Great condition, you know, well-conditioned athlete that comes to fight. He gives you his, you know, his all his blood, sweat, and tears. But at the same time, there's no charisma. There's no charm. There's nothing. There's nothing that's sellable about Bradley because sometimes you can get caught up in that image of being too good and too humble and you're overlooked.
We're talking with Jeff Mayweather, folks, about upcoming boxing matches. Of course, Nonito Donaire and Guillermo Rigano are going to settle a score at 122 pounds. Guillermo is an undefeated, two-time Olympic gold medalist out of Cuba. He defected twice. The first time he defected, he got so drunk down in Brazil that he ran up the hotel bill to like $2,000 or $3,000 or something like that, and the Brazilian said, either pay up or you're going back to Cuba. Okay, so he had to go back to Cuba, then he defected again. But Rigano and Donaire, what's going to give there?
don't know. That's a pick'em fight. People think that Donaire's just gonna smash this guy like he does everyone else, you know. But I don't see it that way because I knew Rigondeaux. He's a real, real good boxer. But the only thing with Rigondeaux, he's inconsistent in his performances. So it depends on what Rigondeaux show up. You know, if the Rigondeaux with his A game, and he's ready to put on a good show. And, I mean, because the kid, he has power too, but you know, he has much better boxing skills than Donaire, I think. And I think he has a great chance of winning, thinking, you know, putting an upset. Are you there?
He's only got like 12 fights, but he comes to the dance. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Now, Mikey Garcia got his WBO belt in Puerto Rico. My man, Francisco Valcarcel, the WBO president. Of course, he sponsors the show. I want to mention that. The World Boxing Organization does sponsor Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But Mikey Garcia, the WBO featherweight champion, the man that took that title from Orlando Salido, who took that title from Juan Manuel Lopez. Juan Manuel Lopez was in Puerto Rico. Obviously, he's a native Puerto Rican, so he was there at the belt ceremony. And him and Mikey Garcia, he wants to fight Mikey Garcia. Shouldn't Juan Manuel Lopez sort of like maybe think about getting a day job?
Well, I think boxing is a day job. I think it's just one of those things that, I mean, it's one of those situations where he went from being, you know, the top guy in the division to no one. You know, overnight he went to being no one. And now it looks even worse with Mikey Garcia doing what he did to Salido. You know, so I mean it's one of those situations that being beat twice by Salido, and then now he's like, you know, a guy that, you know, he may still feel that he has some type of power or something, but he doesn't. You know, now he's in the situation of being a stepping stone, really.
Okay. Got an email here from Stanley. Doesn't say where he's listening from or how he's listening, but he has a question for Jeff Mayweather. How do you teach an MMA fighter to punch, and can you teach an MMA fighter how to correctly punch?
I mean, punching is punching. It has nothing to do with whether I'm a boxing trainer or, I mean, it's easy to teach someone how to punch. You know,
can somebody be taught how to punch, though? I mean, theoretically, yeah. Aren't punchers born? Isn't that an inherent skill that comes to you? I mean, some guys have it, some guys don't. Then again, you have Tommy Hearns. Then you have guys like Tommy Hearns who couldn't knock anybody out in the amateurs, and yet as a pro was knocking everybody dead. So talk to me about that, Jeff.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, one thing is true is like what you said. I mean, now, having punching power, that's a gift. Either you got power or you don't. I mean, but technique, proper punching to punch, you know, to maximize your punching power, that you, even if you're not really a puncher, to maximize it, yeah, there's a proper way to throw your punches, and there's a technique to, you know, to help you, you know, at least get the maximum power that you can get out of what you have to work with. Yes, and that's a matter of just really turning your punches over, and you have to get your body weight in with your punches as well. So okay. you're gonna have a little power, you're gonna have at least your maximum power, but I can't say you can't take a guy that can't punch at all and turn him into a puncher. No, you can't do that.
Okay. Andre Ward and your nephew are having words back and forth. I mean, is this just to get their names in the news or what? What's up there? I mean, there was never any bad blood between these guys.
Well, I think what it is that basically, you know, it's one of those situations. Andre Ward and Robert Grill, I mean, they've been friends forever. So rather than, you know, because rather than Andre Ward saying that, well, okay, I don't really know who's going to win, you know, to take the politically correct stance, just because him and Guerrero is friends, he says that Guerrero's going to win. You know, I don't honestly believe that he thinks that, but since that's his friend, of course, that he's throwing his support that way. And so, I mean, with that being said, of course, I mean, Floyd, you know, attacked him as well. Because he has the right to say what he wants to say. Floyd has the right to say what he wants to say. Mm. And I mean, and you know, and then to maybe be asinine and then turn around and say, oh, well, I'll fight him at 160 pounds. How the hell you going to fight somebody at 160 pounds? They never fought at 160 pounds. Why don't you come down to 147? That's what weight he's at.
Good point. You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My guest is Jeff Mayweather, Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, of course, the trainer extraordinaire from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is the economy rebounding in Vegas? Are people coming back yet or what?
I think it's rebounding, I mean, I can say this. The price of homes are going back up, so I guess it's rebounding.
Okay. Where does Andre, speaking of Andre Ward, 26-0, 14 stops, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, where does he go at 168? Is he sort of, I think he sort of vanquished everybody at 68. What can he do?
Well, I mean, he has to go to light heavyweight, to be honest. Or drop down to 60 and fight Martinez. I mean, those are the only time. That's the only way, because there's nothing left there for him, But, I mean, calling Floyd out is asinine, So that makes no sense at all.
Okay.
Like I said, creating the beef over you, because, I mean, it makes no difference. I mean, Floyd got the right to say what he has to say. And Andre has the right to say what he has.
Okay, here's what's up. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. As a trainer, first of all, what does Robert Guerrero bring to the dance on May the 4th when he takes on Floyd Mayweather?
I mean, he's a good fighter. He got a lot of hustle in him. And he fights with his heart more than his brain. So, he's not the smartest fighter in the world, but... he is tough. He's mentally tough. He's mentally strong. So that's basically what he brings to the table. But now when you talk about mental, Floyd is heads above everyone in the boxing game when you're talking about the mental game on every level. So, I mean, and not only that, Floyd can figure out anybody faster than anyone else can in the game. So it's one of those things that, I mean, the only thing that he's going to bring to the table, He's going to try to apply pressure, but once he gets hit upside his head trying to apply that pressure, he's not going to apply pressure anymore. And basically, it's going to be a situation where, if he continues to apply pressure, he's going to get knocked out. Is that simple?
Okay.
Boy, it's too smart for him, and he's not going to run Floyd out the ring like he did Andre Burdo. It's not going to happen.
Okay, Jeff Mayweather, but Floyd Mayweather is 36 years old now. Your nephew's 36. When does the great one start to show age?
Well, I don't know because I'm watching in the gym. I mean, Bernard Hopkins, 48.
Yeah, but that is what's up. Don't get me started on that one because I don't think it's right, okay? I just don't think it's right that a 48-year-old man should be even out there boxing, not because he'll get hurt physically, because that's probably not going to happen to Hopkins because of his defensive abilities. But the mere fact that I think he's taking the play away from younger fighters, Jeff, that's my beef, is that with him having that title, there's one guy that's not going to have that title. Of course, Tavares Cloud was a bit of a front runner. He lost to Campillo last year, wouldn't rematch Campillo, and, of course, went on to take on Hopkins and lost to Hopkins. But, I just feel that it's time for the young guys. I really do. It's time for the young guys. It's time to turn boxing over, the mantle over to the next generation. And Bernard Hopkins is from two generations ago. So it's three generations he needs to, like, just let go.
Well, don't get me wrong, but that's one thing. That's one thing about boxing. That's one thing about sports in general. When you have that one person that can defy all the odds, Hopkins is, he's that guy. He's that guy that at 48, he still can do it. And it's not his fault that, he's able to do this.
He stinks to join out, though.
But he's still winning.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Jeff Mayweather, always a pleasure. All the best to you, man. I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay. All right.
All right. Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, folks. My boxing analyst extraordinaire. Trainer, of course, of many fighters like Celestino Caballero to begin with, the former champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess what? This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 1-800-316-1738. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get this free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Again, 1-800-316-1738.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Game over!
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the funky baritone sax of Stephen McKenzie Kupka coming back there with the Tower of Power. Checking out the Showtime boxing schedule. Not much real close. April 20th, of course, Austin Trout. Canelo Alvarez, the unification match at 154 pounds. April 27th, the fight that should have took place in February, but Danny Garcia, the reigning 140-pound champion, hurt his ribs, taking on Zab Judah, former champion. And, of course, May the 4th, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, who will be a guest on the upcoming edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He takes on fabulous Floyd Mayweather. Now you look at the HBO boxing schedule. Of course, HBO's got it going on. Everybody's happy. March 30th, Brandon Rios and Mike Alvarado 2. April 6th, man, they got a fight going on April 6th as well. HBO Boxing After Dark. And then we're going to roll with Brian Valoria and Juan Estrada. And April 13th is a match everybody wants to see. I'm talking about Nonito Donaire and Guillermo Rigueno. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. An unusual venue for that one. Get this. Radio City Music Hall, New York City, April 13th. Donaire Rigueno, world 122-pound title. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You tuned in to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And I thank you so much for being part of the show. Much peace. I love you so.